Hello, everybody. Welcome to another summer Sabbath season sermon. We've had, well, actually, this is your third. We did have one last week as well in live church, but this one is about the nature of worship in abandonment. And here's David, the greatest of Israel's kings, a king after God's own heart. And he is welcoming the ark, leading the Ark of the Covenant, coming back to the city of David, to Jerusalem, and with great rejoicing. And let's try to picture the scene. We've got the swelling sound of shouting. We've got the braying of trumpets. I think that's what they were more or less braying. And there is the king right in the middle of it all, leaping and dancing, wearing only nothing else but a linen ephod, which is a priestly garment round his middle. And he's leaping and worshipping God. He's got no thought for what anybody thinks of him. He's worshipping God with all his might, with the love that's in his heart. Michal, the daughter of King Saul, who previous king, obviously disapproves vastly. She believes that David is demeaning himself, demeaning the sense of dignity that the king should have, and she hates him because of his shameless behaviour. So what impact does that picture have on us, I wonder? Can we imagine Archbishop Welby, Justin Welby, or the Pope worshipping with such abandon? I mean, maybe they do. We don't know, but can we imagine it? And do we, St. Mary's, either online or in person in church, have a habit of stripping off and dancing in the aisles? Well, I actually remember Susie preaching a sermon on Palm Sunday before the pandemic, and she invited us to take our coats and the choir, their robes — we wore robes in those days — and strew them in the aisle. Jesus's donkey, remember, walked on the robes, on the coats of the people, as well as palm branches, and it was all part of the symbol of what she was speaking about. So that was pretty, well, different. And then before that, we had another occasion when, I don't know whether it was the preaching on Moses and the burning bush, when he took off his shoes on holy ground. But the preacher, who was Matthew Gracian in those days, said, would you like to come up to the altar barefooted? Take your shoes off. You're on holy ground. Oh, well, that was a bit unusual, and I think probably one or two were a bit uncomfortable about that. Different behaviours. But what does it all mean for us to abandon ourselves in worship? Maybe the key is to find the place in our heart and soul where we really, really connect with God. Now, for some of us, that may be a kind of internal experience. Some of us may be, kind of introverts whose heartfelt response to meeting with God in prayer, in song, in scripture, even in communion perhaps, is quiet and maybe eyes closed-ish, you know. And others, it will be an outburst of song or a shouting of, we just did it, Hosanna. There is something about raising our voices when we're worshiping which can really get underneath everything. And some of us will want to move. Now, I was very fortunate to be able to go on a mission to Africa, to Tanzania. It was quite a few years ago now. And in the churches and cathedrals we went to, we experienced African worship, or even in the yard outside. You know, Africans, when they worship, move, and they move together often. And they not only use their voices, but they use their bodies, arms, legs, torso, everything. And I loved it. And even now, in a more sedate way we worship in church at St. Mary's, I find myself wanting to move, you know, not necessarily dancing, but moving with the music. Some, of course, will be up in the air, you know, worshipping in that way, using bodies. Now, there's also, when the conditions are right, maybe on retreat or something, maybe at home, when the silence of our souls is important. And we may lose ourselves, abandon ourselves in prayer, in meditation, in contemplation. So different ways of abandoning ourselves. And the most important truth that our response needs to be congruent with who we are. And it doesn't, it's got to bubble up from within us, our response. It's got to be true to ourselves. And not to impress others or to please others. It's very important that we, whatever we do, however we abandon ourselves and express ourselves in worship, we do it because of our devotion to God. And now I did wonder whether we could break out a bit today. It might work a bit better in person in church, because we're celebrating a lovely baptism this morning. And I want to get everybody to shout hallelujah. But we'll do it online. Let's see how we get on. I'll say 1, 2, 3. And then wherever you are, in your bedroom, in your garden, in your kitchen, or wherever, I would like you to join in and shout hallelujah. So 1, 2, 3, hallelujah. There we are. We've broken the bounds of what's done. Thank you. Amen.